Welcome to Tech San Diego T3 Podcast. Podcast talks about all things talent. My name is Kevin Carroll. I'm the executive director of Tech San Diego, coming to you from beautiful, I normally say beautiful, sunny San Diego, but this morning it's beautiful, but sunny, not so much. Coming to you from our offices in beautiful Del Mar. Looking forward to this episode. We have a new co-host for T3, and that's our new talent director for the Jacobs Talent Initiative, Christy Kiyogi. Christy, say hello.
Hi, everyone. And while this weather looks like it's not San Diego, but I do see rainbows in the sky.
Well, I always refer to San Diego, of course, as technology's perfect climate. And it's a let me down this morning, but I see I'm sitting next to a window outside. So I see the sun starting to poke out. And Christy, I think you're right. I do see some of the rainbows out there. So we should be good to go. Look, I'm looking forward to today's guest. I think in the past, we've had some of the larger employers in town talking about the opportunities and the places they work and the things we'd love to talk about on T3. And it's going to be nice to talk to a small and medium-sized company that may have a little bit of a different perception about talent and what they do and how they bring people in. But also because that's who San Diego is, right? We only have so many of the very, very large companies. So the mid-sized companies are probably more emblematic of really what's going on in the tech cluster. So with that, I am going to welcome to the podcast Ari Saul, HR manager with Alcadium. Ari, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much. Christy, it's an absolute pleasure. And I don't want to rub it in, but just a little bit north of you up here in Vista, I've got a beautiful blue sky.
Well, I'm sure if it's in Vista, it's coming our way very soon. So that's really good to hear. Hey, so let me, and I'm reading this description, Al. I'm going to let you tell us in your words what you do, but let me read off a little bit about Alcadium so we have a little bit of a baseline of what the company does. Alcadium is a global technology company dedicated to creating and scaling AI solutions by leveraging deep expertise in a common machine learning platform. Through meaningful engagement and collaboration, partnering with companies to build and operationalize impactful end-to-end AI solutions across a wide variety of industries and use cases. Ari, what the heck does that mean?
That's a great question, Kevin. I'll tell you exactly what that means. We are working on the cutting edge of machine learning and deep learning technologies, and we are partnered with some phenomenal global organizations working to solve real world problems with this cutting edge technology. And not that I can disclose who we're working with at the moment, but we are currently embedded deeply in the aviation sector and the healthcare sectors, looking to actually solve daily problems.
So the other thing is, Ari, is I've said the name of the company twice and I haven't been corrected yet.
Well, I was trying to be a little gentle because the truth is, when I'm doing my interviews with a lot of candidates, this is the very first question I get, which is, how do I pronounce your name? And so usually that's me asking them. It's rare that it's the other way around, but that happens every single interview. So we pronounce it Alcadium.
Of course, I was saying Alcadium, so my apologies.
I've heard every possible permeation of the name of our company. You are in good company.
So we'll keep it for Alcadium until I slip up again. So you talked a little bit about your typical clients. Why are you in San Diego?
It's gorgeous. Who wouldn't want to be in San Diego? We're the best part of Southern California. 2 hours to the mountains, living on the beach. You want to go to the high desert? It's right there. You know, you need to fly somewhere globally. San Diego International will get you anywhere you need to go. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Well, we certainly
let's not forget the good food.
We certainly agree with that assessment. Tell us a little bit about your footprint here in San Diego. Tell us about how you're scaling up your workforce a little bit and what you might be hiring for. A lot of questions in there, but let's dive right into it.
So our footprint is actually a little heavily North County San Diego right now. We are kind of an interesting mix. So as a global entity, we are headquartered both San Diego and Singapore. We are about 45 people all told right now, and the majority of that is in Singapore, which means what I'm doing for almost every hour of my day right now is heavily recruiting to build out our teams here in San Diego. And actually, over the weekend, I got 3 out of 4 job offers accepted. So my team's growing pretty rapidly down here. We are heavily focused right now on hiring data scientists, machine learning engineers, product marketing specialists. We will also branch out into some of the more basic organizational functions in terms of operations. I will hopefully also expand my HR team here in the near future, because as this company grows, our daily routine just gets busier and busier on the administrative side.
You know, I'm going to let here in a second, I'm going to let Christy, you know, get into the new university talent portion of what, you know, this podcast has a lot of audiences, people outside the region, but we also promote it heavily within the university audiences. Right. And we have a very close relationship with the with HDSI, the Data Science Institute, UCSD, and something if you're not familiar with. We should definitely help you make those introductions. But tell us, so you have 45 people, it's spread between here and Singapore. You're trying to grow out the San Diego part of that, of that, which is really good to hear. You know, we believe that we're a center of excellence for data science and that you should have a good pool of people to draw upon. We are seeing more companies hire data scientists here in San Diego, so that's certainly a good sign. You know, as those opportunities for data scientists grow in the region, tell us why someone may want to select your company versus other companies. What is it about Icadium that may make it advantageous for talent?
There's a couple of things that I believe in for Icadium that I think make it very advantageous and attractive for people moving into the field. And it's the fact that we're working across multiple industries on cutting edge real world solutions, not marketing algorithms. We're not hiring data scientists to dive in and figure out what brand of toothpaste to sell people. Not that that's not important to our economy, but I can only imagine that it's as stimulating as it can be for a short period of time. So when we start talking to our data scientists about projects, we're talking about robotics, vision-related algorithms, neuro-linguistic programming, you know, so it could be as simple as, hey, we need to find a better way to scan complex documents and create maps and paths between thousands of pages of documents for the healthcare industry. It could also be something along the lines of, hey, we want to help the aviation industry save as much money as they can. And as someone who came out of the aviation industry, that is an incredibly important thing for aviation to be paying attention to where and how they're spending the money that they have. And if we can help them even just shave a couple dollars an hour off of their maintenance programs through automating tasks, it's a win-win for everybody. And in the data science field, you're going to have the opportunity working with us to play in all of these different areas.
Yeah, Ari, I think you really hit it. I think you know, prospective talent is looking for meaningful work. So, I mean, sure, compensation is important and these things are important, but really the quality of the work and what they're working on is oftentimes just important. And I know, Christy, I think you're hearing that from university talent as well.
Yeah, sure. And because as I'm listening to some of your verbs, Ari, like the concepts and the techniques and skills that our new talent need to come into their professions, into the industry, that's for the learning in the classrooms. And now they, our students, our new talent want to engage and contribute what they're learning in the coursework, in their capstone projects, in their internships, and then bring them into the tech communities and into their career roles.
Yeah, I agree completely. The last 6 years, I've been working with different AI-based companies doing a lot of heavy recruiting out of UCSD. And this is exactly what UCSD is specializing in. And their emerging talent is absolutely world class. And so it's another, you know, other than the weather and the food and its location. And yes, I'm going to Big Bear this weekend and skiing on all the beautiful fresh snow with a very short drive after probably having breakfast at the beach. Part of San Diego's awesomeness. It's also this homegrown talent, people who who understand what a great, amazing, diverse community San Diego is, and looking to set up shop and do something meaningful and engaging for themselves.
As a university talent director, prior to this role, I was a career counselor at UC San Diego for 12 years. And so I know those students are bright and intelligent, and they are ready to contribute and to already make some changes and strong impact in their careers and in those companies. And I just recently left San Diego State in their career services center. And these are amazing next generation leaders. They are with great ideas, they're creative and they're innovative. And I'm just excited to be that bridge now between, you know, the universities and academia and into your organization. And so I'm looking forward to that partnership.
Yeah, me too, Christy. I'm actually talking with the head of our data science team right now about our summer internships, because this is that time to be going to the student body and talking about what they want to do over the summer and what kind of fun projects they can come and work on with us over the summer.
Yeah, we got to get them before they leave for spring break, because once they come back, they're going to be in a whole different mindset. But let's definitely get together on that.
So it sounds like Ari and Christy should be talking offline about our ability to source interns for you, which we certainly will be. Ari, let's get back a little bit to what you're hiring for now. You talked about there are some senior data science positions. How many job recs do you have open, and where would someone go to take a look at those?
Okay, we got a lot of job recs open at the moment. If you go to our website, icadium.ai, on there we do have a jobs career page under, I believe it is our About Us. You'll find a career page. That'll take you to see a lot of open positions. And like I said, not just here in San Diego, but Singapore as well. We are heavily investing in our team globally, but focusing on those of you who want to stay here and enjoy San Diego's beautiful beaches and the close nearby mountain ranges. Like I said, we're looking for data scientists. We're looking for full stack developers. We're looking for platform infrastructure engineers. On the website, it still says cloud infrastructure engineer. I literally just got off the phone with the head of our engineering department, and we're going to be actually changing that to be a little more descriptive of the work, which is not just cloud infrastructure. It's actually working on our unified platform as well. We're also, like I said, a lot of open positions right now. We're also looking for senior front-end developers with a wide variety of experience. Not just people who are great, I can, you know, use React or JavaScript and build a couple of websites. We need deep bench senior front-end developers who also aren't afraid to go play around in some mobile app development. We're looking at investing pretty heavily in the iOS architecture and infrastructure with Apple's M1 chip and, rumor has it, the soon-to-be-released M2 chip, which has just been a phenomenal tool set for our scientists and engineers to be working in. So we want to explore building some front-end infrastructure using Apple's ecosystem, see how well we can tie some of the algorithms and our back-end platform into Apple's architecture.
Ari, those all sound like jobs that are very much in demand. Going back to the why Icadium, I think you talked a little bit about, you know, how the work is meaningful and important and interesting. Tell me anything else you can about making, because talent's making some really tough choices about where to work. And so, you know, if you were in front of talent and this is the person that you really wanted, what else would you be telling them about, you know, the culture, the fun things you do? What would you be talking about to convince them, because that's what you're doing, to convince them that, you know, Icadium should be their ultimate career destination?
So right now, those conversations take a lot of different twists and turns, depending on the person that I'm talking to. I always try to figure out what it is that's most important to my prospective candidate and try to focus my conversation in that direction with them. Primarily because, you know, HR does involve a little bit of sales, and that's a great way to figure out what's going to be important to each individual. We're living in one of the most interesting times, in my opinion, between the incredibly insane economy and job market that we have, dealing with COVID, this massive, what do they call it? They called it the summer of resignation, which has now turned into the year of resignation. We're now, you know, we're also dealing with, you know, this desire for, hey, I don't want to get into real pants and leave my house. And if I can do my job from a computer in my pajamas, what are you going to do to attract me to put on real pants and leave the house? And so with each particular role, with each candidate, it really can vary what they're going to find most attractive about us. So I have a very broad tool set that I pull from. And what I try to focus on is a couple of pieces about our culture that really do make us unique and tend to pull from this wide variety of concerns that people tend to have. The first one is we are looking at a semi-permanent hybrid situation. We have WeWork memberships right now. We're getting together about once a week on average in different configurations to start building some of that comfort level with FaceTime with each other, not just through the computer screen. And at the same time, I'm hiring people all over the country. If you're not in San Diego, that's not a deal breaker for us. Even if you were in San Diego, half the people you're going to work with are 15 hours ahead of you in Singapore. So, you know, that tends to really put a lot of people's initial reservations aside. Look, we have some in-person interaction. You can still work from home in your pajamas. We want you to be comfortable doing your best work possible. Put on a nice shirt if you're going to turn your camera on. That's all I ask. And, you know, some of the humor helps as well. We're a very diverse group of individuals with all sorts of different nationalities. I myself am a dual citizen with Israel and spent 8 years working in Israeli high tech before coming back to San Diego. Our senior VP is from Germany. We have a high degree of Indians representing in our company. Not just Singaporeans as well. I mean, we're all over the map. I actually just had a couple of accepted offers from people of Russian nationality who are phenomenal, and I cannot wait to start working with them. And I got to say, my time in Israel really put me in a big melting pot of nationalities. And what really comes through is we're all just looking for the same thing. We're looking for respect. We're looking for love. And we're looking for a fun, engaging challenge in our workplace. And that's what Icadium offers. We are a phenomenally diverse group of people who have a common belief that we can help make the world better through the industry that we work in. And artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, this is the wave of all the future technology we're going to be seeing over the next 30 years. And we're playing right at the front of it. So if you can make a good living, have some fun with the people you're working with, and a little bit of flexibility as well. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 workplace anymore. And we're recognizing that. And so it's still evolving for us. And I think it's evolving for a lot of people right now. What does that actually look like? But we have thrown the notion of a 9-to-5, you're in the office and work ends at 5 and starts another. That's gone. That's not the world we live in anymore. And we're not trying to bring that back at Icadium. We're embracing the fluidity of the ever evolving hybrid work situation. And I won't lie, I am looking forward to hopefully opening a permanent office for us. I love the WeWork facility in La Jolla, but I want to have our own space here within the next year. And that's something that I've actually been working on with our director to build a comfortable space that when we are coming together, it's our space. And we still don't expect it to be filled 9 to 5. But I mentioned this earlier, Kevin, before you jumped on. I had a slab leak in my house 2 weeks ago. I'm living in a construction zone. And quite honestly, if we had an office right now, I would be doing this call from there instead of the fact that I have like 4 construction guys in the downstairs right now.
Don't let them talk you into bringing up all the tile. Have them reroute through the walls.
It's exactly what they're working on. It's exactly what they're working on. But that's the thing, right? You know, life, it's always going to throw us curveballs. And so being flexible, finding ways to connect with the passion of our candidates and helping them to understand that this is going to be a stable, growing organization that is going to constantly be learning about flexibility. Kind of an oxymoron in and of itself. But it's kind of the wave of the future. If we don't learn how to be flexible, if people stick to their rigid old ways of doing things, organizations will not evolve. And I think that's been a massive contributor to this wave of resignation. Companies and managers who have not learned to evolve with the time that we're in, driving phenomenal talent right back to the marketplace.
Yeah, we're certainly seeing that. The companies that are more willing to be flexible. And you know, there's a time to be in the office, but, you know, as you pointed out, for a lot of the workforce that have that luxury where their skill sets and duties let them work from home, that certainly works good. One of the things, Ari, we didn't talk about, and, you know, it's almost becoming, I usually hear the same answer. And so just to kind of reaffirm, what is your... what can people expect if they go to work for your company in terms of benefits? What type of things do you guys offer? And is there anything that maybe you guys do that other companies may not do?
Yeah, there's a couple of things we do that a lot of companies our size haven't really embraced. And that's the fact that we embraced PEOs. So we work very closely with TriNet, which is a co-employer, large, you know, nationwide group here, which gave us the ability to offer large organization benefits at our incredibly small size. So not only do we have a phenomenal healthcare plan, every kind of insurance you could possibly imagine. I actually make this joke with a lot of the candidates I'm interviewing right now, which is through TriNet, I signed up for a MetLife legal plan. So I have a lawyer essentially on retainer. It's costing me $5 a month. And if any of these contractors mess up, I'm just going to grab that lawyer, get on the phone, show him the contracts and say, hey, help me write this letter here at no additional cost to myself. Something that, knock on wood, I will not have to do, but I'm prepared to it. And because of our benefits at Icadium, I have the capability to grab a lawyer for anything that I might need, even if it's, hey, can you review this contract with my insurance company and tell me how badly they're screwing me over? So we've got this phenomenal access to legal plans, insurance plans, healthcare. We've also added reimbursements for professional organizations. We do believe in the continual education of our team. So I'm a member of SHRM. I think it's one of the most phenomenal HR-centric resources out there. And it's paid for by the company. It's not something I'm having to go out of pocket for with my professional membership, which is also really important. No one in any field ever hits the top of their profession with nowhere to go and nothing to learn. There's always something new, a new idea, a new approach. And these professional organizations are one of the best ways to make sure you are staying fresh in your field. And so we reimburse professional organizations. We also are firm believers in taking time off. You cannot do your best work if you are not rested and at your most resourceful nature. And so we do an accrual-based system for PTO, but we do 21 days at a very fast accrual rate. So you'll hit your 21 days in about 7 months in our organization. We wanted to make a PTO system that was accessible, usable, and encouraged. And like I said, we're also embracing the flexible. I have one of our data scientists is from Iran. Today, he starts 2 weeks remote work after having just taken a 2 week vacation to be with his family in Iran that he has not seen in almost 3 years due to the pandemic. And so he took his vacation, he flew out there, and now he's going to work remote for 2 weeks so he can get some even more time with his family. He actually had way more PTO, and he looked at me and said, yeah, I'm going to be bored. He's like, I'm going to take 2 weeks and then I want to go back to work. Great. We set up a VPN. He's doing his work remotely. He's thrilled and happy. We're thrilled and happy. He does phenomenal work for us, and he'll be back in San Diego in about 2 more weeks. Now, on top of our PTO, and this is something I'm very adamant about with the people that I'm recruiting, we have a separate sick leave policy and sick leave bucket of time. When our team members get sick, I do not want them pulling from vacation time because they're sick. Vacation time is I'm visiting my family in another country. I'm going to Hawaii and putting my toes in the sand. Vacation time is not I got a cold, I got the flu, my kid got sick. That's sick leave. And we keep those separate because you can tell I'm very passionate about this. The health and well-being of our employees is paramount and number one to everything that we do. Everything that we do. And so again, spouse, parent, kid, yourself, you're sick. Go be sick. Take the day. We've created this time for you above and beyond what California, you know, mandates. Above and beyond that, you've got 10 days and more if you need it to just go be sick. Take care of yourself, get yourself healthy, come back to work.
I enjoy hearing that because, you know, working with our current students, those are about to graduate, hearing those keywords, flexibility, taking care of their health and mental health and wellness. This is what new talent needs, especially as they transition from the campus to companies, knowing that they're going to be taken care of from their employer if they do get sick, knowing that they can, you know, be in their pajamas, you know, working remotely. Because I've seen those students in pajamas on campus. So it's really nice to hear about the package, the benefits that you offer for flexibility and professional development. Our students are in that energy of learning and they're eager to continue their professional development. So it's great that you offer that type of continuing education for talent.
On that note, one of the programs that I'm also introducing here at Icadium is a local company here in town called Possibilities, which, and this is also a bit of a self plug. It's also a company that is in my family, as in my parents run it. And they do emotional intelligence seminars, 3-day emotional intelligence, personal development seminars. We just ran our very first in-person seminar in the last 2 years due to the pandemic. We just ran it, not this weekend, but the prior weekend. We had 18 absolutely phenomenal individuals from all over San Diego come in and just have a life-changing experience. And these are programs that I'll also be bringing to Icadium. Because when we talk about professional development, it's not just what else can I learn about math, physics, science, marketing, sales. It's also what can I learn about myself and how can I, as a human being, grow and evolve?
Yeah, I think you know, wellness is a culture, right? And so I think that's what people want to see. So Let's review a little bit on Icadium. We know who they are. We know what they do. We know the type of jobs. We know the culture. We know a little bit about the benefits. What are we missing, Christy? It's not a quiz, by the way. I'm not purposely leaving anything out. I'm going through our checklist. We know that you're going to be a purveyor of university talent, and you, Christy, you're going to be. I'm sure we'll be talking in the near future. Anything else that we may have missed from Christy or you, Ari, on Icadium?
I'm thinking about how about that community building with Icadium and our new talent. It's so important when our graduates transition into the workforce. You know, do they feel a sense of belonging? You know, who can I connect to? Is there an employee resource group? Is there alumni? What are some of those pieces that you can offer new talent?
So that's actually something that I'm working on building right now. And that's primarily, again, as I said, right, we're living in such an interesting time. And I would say in the last 6 weeks, it's kind of felt like, especially around San Diego, like a fog's been lifted, right? People are going out more. They're being more engaged with each other. It's only in the last 6 weeks that I've even gotten people at this company to come to WeWork and see each other face to face, in some cases for the first time in a year. And so these are programs that I'm actually working on right now, building some support groups. I actually have a few employees over on the East Coast who are going to be moving to San Diego during the summertime. Primarily, again, they have kids in school and the schools are hard enough right now. I did not want them moving their kids out of school mid-year. And so I've been doing a lot of, hey guys, I'm going to put you on my camera. We're going to go drive around and look at neighborhoods. And here are some resources for amazing things in San Diego. And so we're building this sense of community here in San Diego, especially as we start bringing people into this city for the first time.
And I think that's also going to, you know, the other thing that does, Ari, is it really helps build that culture, right? It lets you put into place what you're talking about, because a lot of that has been really challenging, as you mentioned, in the face of this kind of weird 2 years where we're stepping out of a little bit. So look, I think we've covered just about everything we want to know, probably not need to know, about Icadium. It sounds like a really interesting place. I know one of the principals over there, Michael Zeller, is on our board of directors. And Ari, we should talk because you guys are a member of Tech San Diego. So there are some fresh professional development, both from some of your executives and yourself. And so I'm sure that we will be in touch. With that in mind, I guess you'll see it in the liner notes. There will be a place to go to look at Icadium career opportunities. Christy, any parting words before we leave?
No, it sounds like a great opportunity over at Icadium, and looking forward to, you know, continuing our work together.
We'll let Ari have the last word then.
Oh, I just can't thank you guys enough for this opportunity to talk about a company that I am very clearly passionate about. Really looking forward to growing and becoming more involved with Tech San Diego and just watching this amazing organization skyrocket.
Sounds great. Let's close this episode of T3. Again, my name is Kevin Carroll. I'm the executive director. We're joined by my host, Christy Kiyogi, and we will see you next time, the next T3 podcast.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. Tech San Diego would like to thank Ari Saul, HR Manager for Icadium, for taking the time to talk to us today. To see if any of the open positions at Icadium fit you, visit icadium.ai/about/careers. Icadium is a global technology company dedicated to creating and scaling AI solutions by leveraging deep expertise and a common machine learning platform. Their experience in computer vision, NLP, and recommendation engines in real-world scenarios enables us to deliver solutions that integrate seamlessly with customer processes to solve the most complex business challenges. Producers for T3 Talking Tech Talent are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. T3 Talking Tech Talent is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.